The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Any further items from parties before we move on to discussing dates for undertaking responses and closing submissions? Okay. So, Mr. Clark, I know there was some discussion, and I guess first we need to find out about the undertaking responses. Does Nova Scotia Power have a date in mind for those?
We do, Mr. Chair. We think we're going to answer all undertakings by Tuesday, January the 20th.
Any objections for anyone to that date? Okay, that sounds good.
And we'd like to propose closing submissions on Friday, January 30th, with reply to closing, if any, on Friday, February the 6th.
And those would be simultaneous submissions and reply submissions by all parties?
That's the idea, Mr. Chair.
And sorry, that's February 6th was the second date?
Yes.
Okay, I take it that's agreed to by the parties. There's no concerns with those dates. Sounds good. We'll set those down.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
No concerns with those dates we did discuss. I understand that my friends at Nova Scotia Power have already started working on the undertakings. So given that we have a tight time frame between undertakings and closing arguments, if there's any that are ready in advance, if they could file those.
Yes, that's no problem, Mr. Chair. We'll commit to that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anything further before we adjourn? Okay, well, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for your cooperation throughout. All things told, I think it was a fairly smooth run at a proceeding, so appreciate it. We're adjourned.